Hi everyone, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
And I'm still feeling a little bit sad about yesterday.
Oh.
But before we start talking about that, mm-hmm. and before you start being mean to me again, mm-hmm. let's remind everyone about what happened in yesterday's Meet the Wongs.
All right.
Now, Jimmy and Timmy were rude to Paige.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the TV channel as she was watching so they could watch cartoons.
Now, that wasn't it. They also made fun of her and called her names. They said she looked old and that she sounded and looked like Mom.
Oh dear.
Mm-hmm.
Well then, Mom and Dad both came in and told the twins they have to write a letter to say sorry to Paige.
Now the twins don't want to do it. They are really naughty. Remember that word. They don't want to follow the rules.
Their parents take their phones away and they won't give them back until the twins write the letter. And also, if you remember from yesterday, Erin is really mean. She doesn't have good manners at all. We have to watch day two of the article and read it and teach it now, so she better behave herself.
No, Grandpa Pat!
Meet the Wongs!
Be nice to your sister.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
The twins are in their room.There are balls of paper all over the floor.
I don't want to say sorry to Paige. We have to write something, or we won't get our phones back.Why don't we just steal our phones back from Mom? Good idea! She always hides things in her sock drawer.
The twins go into their parents' room and look in Mom's sock drawer.
Here they are!
The twins can't get into the phones.
She locked the phones!
The twins are back in their room. Timmy is writing in a book.
Are you writing the letter?No, it's too hard. My math homework is much easier.
Jimmy looks out of the window and sees Paige in the garden.She looks sad.
Look! Paige is in the garden! She looks sad. Maybe we hurt her feelings. I feel a little sad too.
The twins start writing the letter. Later, they give the letter to Paige.
We're sorry, Paige. We won't do it again.
It's okay. I forgive you. Did you boys learn your lesson?
Yes, Mom.
Then here are your phones.
Word power.
Drawer. Drawer. Kelly opened her desk drawer and took out a pen. Kelly opened her desk drawer and took out a pen. Lock. Lock. Remember to lock the front door when we go out. Remember to lock the front door when we go out. Hard. Hard. Paula doesn't like science class because it's too hard. Paula doesn't like science class because it's too hard. Hurt. 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 You really hurt me when you called me a pig in front of everyone. You really hurt me when you called me a pig in front of everyone.
So in today's first picture, we can see that Jimmy and Timmy are in their bedroom. We can also see lots of balls of paper. They've kind of pulled the paper together all over the floor. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've been trying to write the letter, but nah, throw it away.
All right. What does Jimmy say
first?
Well,
yes, Jimmy starts off. He says, I don't want to say sorry to Paige.
Mm.
They don't really feel bad at all.
Mm, I don't want to say sorry to Pat. All right, well, not just Jimmy is angry, Timmy is upset too. He says, we have to write something or we won't get our phones back.
Yep, that's the deal. If they want their phones, they have to do it. But Jimmy is going to try to use his brain.
Ooh.
He says, why don't we just steal our phones back from Mom?
Good idea.
Then they can have their phones and they don't need to write the letter.
She won't know.
No.
All right. Well, Timmy likes this idea. I'm not sure if it's a very good idea, but I'm usually outside of today not very naughty. But Timmy says, good idea. She always hides things in her sock drawer.
Hmm.
I feel like she needs to find a new hiding place.
Yeah.
All right. Here we saw Timmy talking about a sock drawer. Now, a sock is the piece of clothing that you wear on your foot, under your shoe. Usually we talk about a pair of socks or use socks as plural because we have 2 feet. We need 2 socks. Now, however, when you talk about a sock drawer, you always use it in the singular.
Mm-hmm.
No socks drawer. Okay? Let's find out more about the word drawer from Pat.
Okay, so drawer is a noun. It's spelled D-R-A-W-E-R, drawer. And it's today's first word power word.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check it out. So a drawer is the part of a desk or cupboard that you can pull open and push closed. you can keep lots of things inside it, and it kind of looks like a box that has no top when it comes out and then in again. Here's an example. Kelly opened her desk drawer and took out a pen. Kelly opened her desk drawer and took out a pen.
Okay, we've got a new picture now.
Mm-hmm.
The twins are in their mom's room, or their mom and dad's bedroom.
Yep.
They're looking for their phones in the drawer. They've got it open. They're looking. And then Jimmy says, here they are.
So they were in the sock drawer.
She needs a new hiding place.
Exactly. Okay. I wonder how many times she's hidden things in there. But
probably
anyway.
Probably a lot.
The next picture shows the twins looking at their phones. But Timmy says, oh no, she's locked the phones.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Now here we just saw the verb lock, L-O-C-K, lock. It's today's next word power word, so let's learn more about it. So to lock is to fasten something, usually with a key, so that other people cannot open it. Or you can say something is fastened like this, like the door is locked, something like that. Here, Mom's done it, so we say she locked the phones. Here's an example sentence. Remember to lock the front door when we go out. Remember to lock the front door when we go out. Now we can also use the adjective locked, L-O-C-K-E-D, locked, to describe a door or a phone. The door is locked.
Okay.
And I guess when we talk about a phone, we don't mean someone used a key to lock it.
No.
We mean that they change the numbers you have to put in to use the phone.
That's right. Okay, so the twins are now back in their own bedroom. We're in a new picture.
Yep, the phone thing didn't work.
Nope. So Timmy is writing in a book when Jimmy asks, are you writing the letter?
Okay, that's the letter to Paige.
Mm-hmm.
But Timmy says, no, it's too hard. My math homework is much easier.
Mm.
So he really doesn't want to write the letter.
No.
He would prefer to do his math homework because it's easier than the letter. He says the letter is hard. Now, hard is an adjective. It's spelt H-A-R-D, hard. It's our next word power word, so let's check it out. Something that's hard is difficult to do, difficult to understand, difficult to experience, or difficult to deal with. Here's an example. Paula doesn't like science class because it's too hard. Again, Paula doesn't like science class because it's too hard.
Now, I can't believe that the math homework is easier than writing this letter.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jimmy's now looking out their bedroom window, a new picture here. He can see Paige outside. He says, look, Paige is in the garden.
Okay, so now Timmy will go and look too, and he will say, she looks sad. Maybe we hurt her feelings.
Maybe
so they can see Paige. Maybe she's sitting there not smiling, kind of not doing anything fun. She just looks a bit sad and upset. Okay, they say we hurt her feelings. Now it's time for our last word power word of the day, which is the verb hurt. H-U-R-T, hurt. Let's find out more. So hurt is H-U-R-T, and the past tense and PP are also H-U-R-T. So it's hurt, hurt, hurt. Now to hurt means to make someone feel very upset, unhappy, sad, and so on. Here's an example sentence. You really hurt me when you called me a pig in front of everyone. Once again, you really hurt me when you called me a pig in front of everyone.
Piggy Pet!
No!
Oh, maybe I did hurt him. Okay, so we can also use the verb hurt to talk about when a part of your body is in pain. For example, I fell down this morning. Now my knee really hurts. Ouch.
Yeah. Now we also saw the word feelings. Mm-hmm. The twins hurt Paige's feelings. Now when we talk in this way, we always use feelings as a plural noun with the S. And we mean the emotional part of you. So if you have strong feelings for someone, you really like them. But if someone hurts your feelings, then they make you feel sad.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, Jimmy and Timmy are looking out the window. They see Paige.
Mm-hmm.
She's sad. Jimmy says, now I feel a little sad too.
We know what that's called. That's guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he feels guilty. He feels bad because he made someone else sad. Now, after seeing Paige look so sad, the twins start writing the letter. Now then, they're going to give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
We see all this in the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy says, we're sorry, Paige.
Oh, so they did get to the
mm-hmm.
point where they can say sorry.
Yes.
Now Timmy says, we won't do it again.
Okay.
Okay,
very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it work? Well, we see in the picture that Paige gives the twins a hug. They
Aww.
Have a nice big hug. And Paige says, it's okay. I forgive you.
Okay.
Now, this phrase, I forgive you, this is what you say to someone to show that you no longer feel really angry or upset by what they did. You don't want to punish them anymore, and you want to forget the bad thing and go back to the way things were before.
Okay.
For example, if someone will say, I'm sorry, I did something bad,
mm-hmm.
and you say, I forgive you.
Right. Okay, so let's keep looking at another picture. It's
mm-hmm.
Mr. and Mrs. Wong coming into the room. Now, Mrs. Wong says, did you boys learn your lesson? Now, here we're going to talk about the phrase, learn your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you won't do something mean or wrong again because the last time you did it, something bad happened. For example, I learned my lesson. The last time I tried to take the cat's toy, it bit me.
Okay.
Ooh.
Won't be doing that again.
Nope.
Jimmy and Timmy, they both say, yes, Mom, we've learned our lesson, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're almost at the end here. It says, Mr. Wong says, then here are your phones.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and everything ends happily. Will it end happily for Erin and I? Well, let's check our wrap-up and find out.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽!
Wait, is that my phone?
This? Yeah, I think so. I found it in your desk drawer.
Give it back!
Don't worry, I can't do anything with it. You locked it, after all.
But it's my phone.
Okay, well, I'll give it back to you if you say sorry for all the mean things you said while we were teaching. I mean, you really hurt my feelings.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for making fun of you, making faces at you, and calling you names.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay. I forgive you. Here's your phone.
Did you change my phone so all the words are in Japanese?
That's not important. We've come to the end of our lesson today, so it's time for us to end things. Thanks for watching, everyone. For A-plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
I forgive you.
I'm sorry for eating all your cookies.
I forgive you, but don't do it again.
I won't. I promise. Learn one's lesson. Ugh, I'm so tired today.
You shouldn't stay up until 5 a.m.
I learned my lesson. I'll go to bed early tonight.
好啦，又是我。相信大家应该都有点八卦，想要知道后来怎么样了吧，对不对？好啊，因为记者呢一直挖我女友疮疤，当然是受到大家严重的挞伐啦。他也学到在别人伤口上撒盐是不对的。He learned his lesson and came to say sorry to my girlfriend. 他学到教训并来跟我女友道歉。He learned his lesson and came to say sorry to my girlfriend. Learn someone's lesson 呢，意思就是某人学到教训的意思。这边的 lesson 啊，跟我们平常看到的课可是不一样的哦。像你可能会说 I have piano lessons on Tuesday and Thursday every week. 我每周的礼拜二跟礼拜四啊都有钢琴课。那刚刚的 learn one's lesson 呢的 lesson 则是教训的意思，比较像是人生上学到的某一些经验。像是啊 Ted learned his lesson to always tell the truth. Ted 学到教训要说实话。那你也可以从别的地方学到一课，后面就接 from 表示从哪里学到这一课。例如 We learned a lesson from the rabbit, never be proud. 我们从龟兔赛跑上的兔子学到什么呢？就是不要骄傲嘛。 We learned a lesson from the rabbit, never be proud. 诶，那之后我女友怎么样了呢？我女友是个非常心胸宽大的人，她就以德报怨地跟那位记者说 I forgive you, 我原谅你，非常的大气。Forgive 呢就是原谅的意思，像是啊你如果做了一件严重的错事，你就可能会说 I'm very sorry, could you forgive me? 我很抱歉，你可以原谅我吗？当然啊，除了 forgive you, 你也可以用上个月学到的 never mind, 没关系，或者是 it's okay, 来表示你并不在意，你原谅对方这样哦。那大家呢应该也听过另一个常用的谚语，就是 forgive and forget, 意思啊就是原谅别人，忘记对方的过错。当你真的将对方的错误忘掉，不放在心上的时候，才是真的不在意嘛，是不是呢？好啦，那既然我女友都原谅他了， Can I not forgive him? 我能不原谅他吗？虽然我很生气， But after all, he learned his lesson not to make fun of people. 他也是学到教训，不能嘲笑他人嘛。我们也要学着 forgive and forget. 好啦，大家听完八卦，也别忘记复习学到的新句型哦。我先去约啦，拜拜。
Be nice to your sister. The twins are in their room. There are balls of paper all over the floor.
I don't want to say sorry to Paige. We have to write something, or we won't get our phones back. Why don't we just steal our phones back from Mom? Good idea! She always hides things in her sock drawer.
The twins go into their parents' room and look in Mom's sock drawer.
Here they are!
The twins can't get into the phones.
Oh no! She locked the phones!
The twins are back in their room. Timmy is writing in a book.
Are you writing the letter? No, it's too hard. My math homework is much easier.
Jimmy looks out of the window and sees Paige in the garden. She looks sad.
Look, Paige is in the garden. She looks sad. Maybe we hurt her feelings. Now I feel a little sad too.
The twins start writing the letter. Later, they give the letter to Paige.
We're sorry, Paige. We won't do it again.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Did you boys learn your lesson?
Yes, Mom!
Then here are your phones.
Drawer. Drawer. Kelly opened her desk drawer and took out a pen. Kelly opened her desk drawer and took out a pen. Lock. Lock. Remember to lock the front door when we go out. Remember to lock the front door when we go out. Hard. Hard. Paula doesn't like science class because it's too hard. Paula doesn't like science class because it's too hard. Hurt, 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 hurt. You really hurt me when you called me a pig in front of everyone. You really hurt me when you called me a pig in front of everyone.